right, welcome everybody to Menace Podman. This is a little different episode this time. We got the Meet the Podman. We just wanted to give everybody a little insight on, you know, who we are, where we come from, why we started to do this, and why we wanted to do it.
Buckle up.
So who knows how long this is going to be. I don't think it's going to be that long, but it should be entertaining, hopefully, for most people.
Yeah, it should be pretty chill.
But yeah, we've been wanting to do this for a while. We kind of teased it, I think, across Twitter and all that stuff it might have been multiple months ago, but just give you our personalities behind the mic. So hopefully maybe this makes it a little bit better for you, everybody.
Yeah, just get you a sense of who the hell we are and why we're doing this.
So I guess we got to start from the beginning. How the hell do we know each other? We're not just random friends, though it may look that way or sound that way.
Yeah. I guess I'll get it started. So we are actually cousins-in-law. I am actually married to your cousin. We've been married since 2009, but we've been together since 2002.
That's beautiful.
Your cousin and I, to be clear, not us two. I know.
That's absolutely fantastic.
I would touch you right now. I set you up for that one. That's yes. Assist of the year right there.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
But no, man, it's been awesome. We've known each other since then, but honestly, dude, you're just a friend. You're a great friend. When we met, you know, I feel like we met early on, but we really connected at your sister's wedding in Texas. And I felt like that's kind of when we really sat down and talked and realized that we had a lot in common, especially with basketball. And
yep.
I remember immediately just being like, well, dude, man, if you like the game, I like the game. I got a bunch of buddies who play, like, just come hang out with us and come play some ball. And now, like, we're all best friends. We're all super close. We all have kind of like side hobbies that we have in common with. You guys all golf. I don't. but we have so much in common. We like the same music. We do a lot of the same stuff. It's just really been a natural fit. It's been a huge pleasure, man. I really enjoy your friendship. And now we've taken it to a whole other level with this podcast. We'll get into that. But, man, I really appreciate it. It's been awesome. And I can't wait to keep the party going.
I agree. No, it's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. I don't know if that's bad, but maybe I didn't expect it to actually last and have us to keep going. I kind of thought maybe we'd do a couple and we'd be like, we're not good at this or this sucks. But I think we've been doing a pretty good job and it's just so much fun. So I know not a lot of people listen to us, but maybe one day some people will. But regardless, just for ourselves, it's fun enough, even if we're the only one listening. So
I think it's a credit to both of us at how hard we've worked and how, you know, dedicated we've been, because we'll get into it, but we both have lives. We both have a lot going on, especially right now, especially you. And really, I mean, you're the one who does, you know, everything in the background. You do, you know, everything, you know, off the mic, so to speak. You know, that's all you. You've driven this thing. So, you know, huge credit, huge shout out to you.
Yeah. It's fun. It's actually hard not to go overboard. I got to reel it in a little bit sometimes, you know, but no, it's a lot of fun. I obviously can't consume our lives. Who knows? Maybe one day it could consume our lives, but.
But we've talked about this. We've talked about it, man. You and I, we're good at this, you know, not to pat ourselves on the back too much, but, you know, we're both really good. You know, we sound good together. We know what we're talking about and we're going to keep growing this thing. We're going to have fun doing it.
No. So, yeah, I mean, other than that, like you said, a lot of stuff going on. I got another kid coming on the way here.
Congrats. When I drop
this, it'll be the day of this actually comes out probably. So, yeah, no, just a lot of stuff. And as always, we're not professionals. we're just amateur podcasters. We're out here. Hopefully we sound a little better than amateur podcaster. But
I think we do.
Yeah, we did pick up mics, so we improved on that. I think when we started this, I might have had a mic. I know you picked one up a couple weeks in. Definitely made all the difference in the world. It was huge.
For sure.
But yeah, no, you're going to hear people in the background. You're going to hear our families screaming and our kids screaming.
Mine are outside right now.
hopefully behaving. Our next door neighbor's out there, so that's good.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I, like you said, we both got a lot of common. We're both, you just turned 40. I'll turn 40 here in the end of the year. So I'm a little bit younger than you. But you got two kids. I'll have two kids.
Yeah, don't rub it in too much.
What else? Yeah, this isn't the first time we worked together. We worked together on a professional job, a place I actually work now, my current employer.
Yeah, we don't need to get too in depth with that, but this, I'll just say this partnership's better. This is definitely a better long-term fit. So
yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, no, lots of connections, but
yeah,
I guess quick synopsis of myself. Anybody's curious? Who knows? I'm a finance major, went to a local area business school. I actually was a truck driver for a while too, for a good few years. Big rigs, semi trucks, cross country, all that good stuff. So may not sound it in my voice, but yeah, I was a truck driver. What else? Went to high school just outside Detroit. Warren Cousineau and Steve just brought to my attention the she actually started. I don't know if she always starts, but South Carolina Gamecocks women's basketball player, Kira Fletcher.
Hell yeah. Came
from Cousineau, so shout out to my fellow Patriot.
And she's been starting at point guard all year.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know it was all year, so yeah. I just looked her up recently, but she only had like 13 minutes the other day, but going to the Final Four, and I also found out she has a girlfriend that plays for Virginia Tech. So Virginia Tech's in the Final Four as well.
You did some homework, man.
I did, and they could meet now. if they both advanced through the semi, they would meet against each other in the national final. So that's kind of cool, but...
Wow.
That's not about me. That's about basketball. But anyways, that's pretty cool. Go Pats.
Take that for dad.
Yeah. But yeah, myself, I've always been fascinated with radio. I think radio is awesome. Even when I was like in high school, I thought maybe it was something I could do for a living. I was like, I would be a lot of fun. I used to just listen to the radio, be all into the disc jockeys. This was before podcasts got popular and all that stuff. Satellite radio wasn't too popular at the time. We were all terrestrial radio kind of at that time. So yeah, I thought it was awesome. I took a TV radio class my senior year of high school. I did not complete it because I got suspended from school.
Very fitting.
So I got an incomplete for that one. Almost didn't graduate on time, which is pretty cool. But and that at that time, local radio station 89X, totally into it. Now but not
rest in peace.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. And speaking of not existing anymore, they used to have the commercials for Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. They actually don't exist anymore. But
they don't either. They're gone.
Yeah, I just looked it up today just for this purpose. But they actually
a gut punch right there.
Are kept alive by Lawrence Tech. So Lawrence Tech has actually created like a Specs Howard program within Lawrence Tech to keep it alive, which is
classy
cool.
Move right there.
And speaking of Lawrence Tech, my dad went to Lawrence Tech, so shout out there.
Nice.
And what else? Oh, inspirations. I've talked to you about this at the bars, and this is not a joke. This is real.
This is serious business right here.
You can find some excerpts of him on SoundCloud. He actually has somebody created a station, but Alan Ullman, local 100.3 WNIC, soft rock favorites of yesterday and today. He was the greatest disc jockey that I can remember through my childhood. And he just had the smoothest, most amazing voice ever. He could put you to sleep. He could make you laugh. He could make you cry. He could make you want to, you know, take somebody to bed with you. Like he could do anything you wanted to. And he was one of those guys, he'd, you know, hide his face from cameras, and there's not a lot of pictures of him and stuff, but like you said, rest in peace. He was one of the greatest, but
OG.
Yeah. But he gave me a little, you know, little motivation, the radio stuff. And I know sometimes some people like my voice, so hopefully it sounds nice and soothing. But
yeah, and I had a cold once and somebody compared me to him at the time.
Nice. Because
my voice got a little deeper.
That's fantastic.
I'll take that.
It's a good thing. But yeah. No, that's basically my history. As far as sports wise, man, I think it's an all around thing. And I think all of our friends are kind of like that. We all have one sport that we really like more than the other, I think, but we're very well rounded as far as our fandom is concerned. Yeah. I talked on the last podcast, the bubble got me into NBA. Mm-hmm. That's what got me here. That March Madness feel of basketball. There was nothing else. And I just latched on to players and things, and it just took off from there. But yeah, I've had Lions season tickets. We're getting them again this year. Tiger season tickets I had back in 2006 when they went to the World Series. But you know, love sports, love radio, and this has just been a blast.
Yeah. I guess I'll go ahead and get into my history here. Grew up in Madison Heights, Michigan. Went to Lamphere High School in Madison Heights. Go Rams. I am just a basketball freak. I wound up getting a degree in journalism. I've mentioned it on the podcast before. I actually focused on print journalism. My goal and my dream was always to be a writer. I wanted to either
be... We got ourselves a writer here.
Nice.
Is that Bill Shakespeare?
You're going to be doing a lot of writing. You're living in a van down by the river.
That's all I can think about.
That almost happened too. So no, man, I specialized in print. I got my degree from Oakland University, go Grizz. I interned at Crane's Detroit Business. And I, like I said, my goal was always to either, become a writer, for like a local publication covering either sports, business, news, anything. I just wanted to kind of get my foot in the door, and it never quite materialized. I wound up working at a pharmaceutical company that my dad still works for. I was there for
Maryland.
It sure was. It's a long story. I won't get too much into it. I spent 9 years there, working three different positions, and then kind of bounced around for a while. The opportunity to work with you came after that. You know, after working at that company, you kind of rescued me from there.
No, man, no.
But then it kind of, I kind of bounced around for a little while, mostly customer service-y type of roles. After the pandemic, I was ready to go back to work. I was at that point a stay-at-home dad for a year. I have two kids. I have a son and a daughter. I've talked about them on the pod a little bit. My son's a third grader. My daughter is a kindergartner. And yeah, I needed and wanted to get back into the workforce. And now I work as a paraprofessional, AKA teacher's aide, in special ed. I've been doing it now for 2 years. It's a great job. It's an awesome fit. I work in the same school district that you grew up in.
That's right.
And
consolidated.
Yep. And it's the same school district that my kids are in. So it's so nice. We have the same schedule. We're going on spring break next week. So it's going to be awesome. I work right by the school that I live right by the school that I work at. So it's an awesome commute, if you even want to call it that. It's great. Awesome kids that I work with. Great staff. We'll get into some of the drops here that we have on the pod, but one of those is inspired by a teacher that I work with. We'll get into that. But yeah, man, I love it. It's great. Life is great. Got a great family, great friends that we've alluded to. And I love basketball. I fell in love with the game when I was in fourth grade. My teacher got me into it, gave me a ball, had me shoot around with them, told me, hey, you're tall. You ought to learn how to play a little bit. And then NBA Jam came out, and that changed my life.
And that's history.
Between those two, man, I was hooked. And then mom signed us up the following year, and the rest is history. I wound up playing all through high school. I did not play my senior year, but I played my junior year varsity. Senior year, decided to kind of form my own team, and that turned out to be a great choice. Like I said, went to college, played a lot of intramurals and just a lot of pickup in the rec center, and played a ton of ball there, had a blast. A couple of our really close friends, shout out to Pat and Bill. They went to OU, and we played a ton of hoops. It was awesome. We've got all kinds of memories playing there. And as I've said on the pod, now I've done some coaching. I've helped coach at the middle school that I work at, and I've coached my son, and I talked about that. It's been great. My daughter just started playing this year, so I intend to coach her at some point too. And I love it, man. And, you know, you were kind of the one, we both talked for years about, you know, doing some kind of project and stuff, but you were the one that specifically said, hey, we should get into podcasting and we should do a basketball podcast together.
Yep.
And you didn't even have to finish your sentence. And I was, you had me at hello. Had me at hello.
Yeah, it was interesting. I go back and I think about that, how we, I don't even know where we were when we talked about it, but I don't know if you finished your history there, but I was jumping into this probably maybe a little too early, but I was going to talk about.
I think our podcast is going to finish our history for us, or at least take us to that next step. So yeah, man, that's where it's kind of where I'm at. That's where we're at. And, you know, again, I thank you so much for asking me, because it's been a pleasure and I think it's great. I think we're great and we're going to keep this thing going and, you know, keep growing it and
keep having fun doing it, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome. No,
love talking hoops.
It's been a great fit and it's been a great topic. And it's been just, we can fill an hour. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
With basketball easy. It's actually kind of hard for us. We try to keep it. We wanted to keep it around 40 minutes. And every week it always keeps approaching an hour. So, it's hard. We try to keep it a little bit shorter and timely, but, I don't know. It's full and we just having fun doing it. And like I said, not to sound bad, but like from the beginning, I was like, man, I wonder if this is going to work. Are we going to be able to pull it out and just keep going week after week? And it's been amazing. It's a just
perfect like
that partnership. It's been great.
I'll take an opposite approach to this. I actually had all the faith that we were going to be good because we know what we're talking about. I mean, we're mainly a fantasy podcast. We talk about betting and stuff, which is more your expertise. But the fantasy side, I've been playing fantasy for 22 years and I've loved every minute of it. I fell in love with fantasy. I actually used to do fantasy drafts with my friends in middle school when I didn't even know what fantasy was. We would get like the magazines, and this was before the internet and stuff. You used to have to do everything like manually on paper and stuff.
Yeah.
And so they would have like the list of all the players, and like three or four of us would just sit at desks and we would just draft players. And then we'd always argue over whose team was better. And we'd be like, oh, maybe we got to go on a video game or something and play it out. But we didn't even know what fantasy was. And then like my senior year of high school, good buddy of mine, shout out Dan, the Animal Bliss, wherever you are, hopefully you hear this. He asked me to be in a fantasy league with him. And I was like, dude, let's do it. And been doing it ever since. Loved every minute of it.
Yeah. I guess that's where my hesitation comes from, just because I don't, I'll be honest. I don't have a lot of history with fantasy basketball or a lot of fantasy sports. I don't really play much of. Now I've done it, you know, maybe one team a season or something like that, and then just got back into it. But yeah, mine's more just not as experienced, but I've always followed it and things like that. But yeah. And just personally myself, I'm not the most, it depends around my friends, you know, I can seem probably a little bit more outgoing or outspoken, but you know, professional life, work life and stuff like that, I'm pretty quiet. I get pretty nervous meetings at work. You know, I get that little pit in my stomach. So doing doing something like this is kind of cool though. Cause it kind of, makes me more comfortable with things. And
well, I can tell you, man, you're a natural. And you know, you told the story in our last episode about, you know, how you kind of took some time away from basketball and away from fantasy and stuff. And then, you know, when the pandemic happened and, you know, they did the bubble, that's kind of what brought you back in. And, you know, I think that you're probably not alone in that, you know, but for me, man, I couldn't, when they announced the bubble, you know, I was the first one rounding everybody up. Hey, let's get back together. Let's do some fantasy stuff here because we didn't know what the future of basketball or sports or anything was going to look like. So, you know, like you had said, when they formed the bubble, that was the only thing going on in sports at the time. And it was like, we don't know how long this is going to last or if it's even going to work. And then we don't know what's going to happen after. So I was like, all right, well, let's do something here. Let's get this going. We wound up forming a league. We talked all about it in the last episode. And here we are, you know,
I said, like I said, it was, it was like that March Madness of NBA, which it really was. And that was also around the exact same time that we learned there wasn't going to be March Madness. Like,
it was
a crushing defeat. I remember sure that was. Feeling. We were like, oh my gosh. Like,
well, you're absolutely right. That it really did kind of take the place of March Madness. Like you said, there were games like all day, you know, they started in the afternoon, they just kept playing them. And, you know, again, there was nothing else going on in sports. So, you know, a lot of people who probably weren't even as into basketball were tuning into it because there was nothing else and it was huge.
And it was all pretty, I remember it being all really televised because there was not anything else to watch. So it's not like you had to have NBA League Pass to watch all the games. And maybe that was the case because I was able to watch every team that was in the playoffs or in the bubble and every team, every player on those teams. And that was the first time that I was, because I didn't get NBA League Pass until this year when I started doing, you know, gambling and crap like that.
Yeah.
So I never really watched everybody, every team, all these star players, and just, I don't know, just expand past like the Pistons basically. And the Pistons have been awful. So it's not like I've been watching basketball before that.
Exactly. Nothing to see there.
But yeah, once I got that exposure to all the teams and everything again, it was like, that was it. So I guess other just history behind this, we actually started, I don't remember when we started, I don't remember the date, but we started on Colorcast, which was a live
about a year ago,
something like that. And it was like a live, I don't know what you would call it, a streaming podcast in a way. And you could comment on basically anything. It was just it was only an app. There was no desktop site. We had to, you know, take our headphones and stick them to our iPhones and just talk through there. Now we can actually see each other a little bit when we're doing this through the this desktop on Riverside, which is, Riverside's been working pretty well. So thanks to them. And we were known as the Association. And I, at that time, I couldn't think of anything better to call ourselves. and of course, over time now, as we created the podcast, this one actually came to me, it probably, what, took me like 2 days to come up with the name.
Yeah, and such a perfect name. Again, huge shout out to you. This was all you, man. And
so, we're,
you
know, so I was bouncing things around, and I was like, it's got to be cool. It's got to be fun. I wanted it to definitely be somewhat Detroit related. And then I had two options. I think two options kind of went down. One was Rant Mill.
yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was good. It just doesn't roll off the tongue as well. Menace Podman. Yeah. Obviously, if you know anything basketball, Detroit Pistons related, Rant Mill would be Grant Hill, based off of. And then
we're not really ranting guys. If we ranted more, then it would maybe make sense. But I think
if Ian. Our friend Ian was, or Tim. If he was hosting this podcast, it might be Rant Mill, but
if it was those two together, we'd have to do that. In fact,
we might need to do that.
we might need to save that name before somebody else steals it.
Maybe we'll do special, some special episodes where they just come in and just rant for like 10 minutes and just the two of them just go off. But
depending on how the draft lottery goes this summer, we might have some ranting going on. So
it could be interesting, but and then I went straight to Dennis Rodman, and I just started rhyming crap with Dennis Rodman as long as I could. And I was like, Rodman. I'm like, hold on, Podman. I was like,
genius.
Podcast Podman. That works. And I'm like, going through Dennis, and I'm like, what the heck can I do? I'm like, Dennis, Rennis, Lennis, but you know, like I have no idea. And all of a sudden it went straight to Menace, and I was like, holy crap, this is it. This is the one.
The logo's perfect too, which is also all you.
And also piston related.
Yeah.
With the red and the white.
I
remember starting that logo, and I wanted it to kind of resemble the NBA logo. Yeah. I wanted it to be like the NBA logo almost. And I wanted to have like a microphone in the middle of it, kind of like the Jerry West.
Right there. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's kind of where that logo came from. It's just a play on the Pistons, a play on the NBA logo, and throwing that thing in there. But it didn't take that much work, I didn't think, to put the logo together, but it's pretty cool. And we got some stickers. If anybody wants stickers, you know, send us a message and we'll send you a sticker if you want one. So
absolutely.
But yeah. Oh, also, I forgot to say. So our partnership also comes out of ColorCast in a way. So we started with ColorCast. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned this though. ColorCast became outlier.bet. So that's where I kind of came up with the idea of approaching them to see if they wanted to partner with us to, you know, throw some links out there. Obviously, yes, it benefits us if you go out there and use our link to, you know, purchase a subscription or whatnot. But Outlier is actually really awesome. They pivoted that way. I use it all the time. I actually stopped posting our picks a lot because really all I was doing for a while, I was looking for trends, and then I was posting those trends as our picks. And that's just the way I do my sports betting for player props and NBA. And then I saw Outlier. I saw other programs, but Outlier was really good. And basically all I do now is go, they have a literal tab that's trends, and I go on there. Last night, three trends. It was Jokic, all Jokic. Jokic was over on assists, over on rebounds, and under on points. So I took those three. Bam, I won last night. So all you had to do is look at their trends. They're very good. You can take a look at the, you know, the charts and went and use them. But yeah, no, it's awesome. So it's kind of cool. I came full circle.
It's been a great partnership, and again, great idea for you. You know, thank you. But it's a great partnership, and it's awesome. Like you said, it kind of brings our history full circle, and you know, we'll grow it from there.
Yeah, no, they've been great. They've been giving us retweets and likes and stuff like that. That's getting out to more people, and maybe getting our, you know, our podcast out there and establishing it a little bit more. But obviously we're small, but hopefully we grow and people enjoy what we got to say.
Yep, for sure.
But yeah, no, that's about all I got. Just, yeah, like I said, wanted to give everybody just a little personalized touch, a little more intimate feeling, so you get a little idea of who you're listening to. I think it's always better. You're not just listening to some random voice. There's a little personality behind it.
Speaking of intimate, do we want to get into sound drops a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. We gotta discuss those a little bit. Give some shout-outs to some people. Man, where do I want to start? So I should – man, if anybody that listened to the – man, I can't remember which one that – oh, You Don't Touch Another Man's Trophy. It's one of – I think one of our best episodes. I can't remember what episode number it is, but if you go back and look at it – so I'm just going to start with these drops. But I was talking about how much I do not care for Adam Lefko. And so – yeah, we were talking about that, and that's where these come from, because you were just in the middle of it. We were just talking normally, and then I was like, oh, damn, I got to cut these out. These are going to be great.
So, yeah, so in a weird way, shout out and thank you, Adam Lefko, for the inspiration. Exactly.
That's all I got, my brother.
Now these drops are pretty – they're, for some odd reason, I couldn't get these ones higher. They're a little bit lower because I took them directly from that episode. But
yeah,
obviously, I talked about Lefko calling – Jose Alvarado, I think it was, right? Kept calling him brother.
Yep.
So that's where that comes from, obviously. And then I was talking about how he kept touching everybody. He kept touching everybody's shoulder, and he touched Dame Lillard's trophy and stuff, and that's where we get
– I would touch you right now if I could through the mic.
So that one's come in handy a lot. Obviously, I just used it earlier here. I'm just going to go backwards.
I just couldn't help myself. I had to do my own impersonation, and it was so great.
So that's great, because these are in order now through so I'm going backwards. So it's starting with most recent drops we've added to the – I think the earlier ones are – they get better. They have more meaning. So obviously, we got this one. Roll the dice. We say roll the dice. We should like put a little like the practice Allen Iverson counter and see how many times we say roll the dice, because you do with fantasy basketball, any fantasy sports, you're rolling Absolutely. The dice with different people. So we use it all the time. And that's actually just me taking dice in my hand and rolling it on my desk. So that's pretty sweet. Let's see. What's the next good one we got? We got, this is a good one. We used this one earlier too.
Time to go, Maryland.
Absolutely. That's my dad. Yep. That's my dad impersonating his dad, who's no longer with us. Rest in peace, Grandpa St. Pierre. He used to always say that anytime it was time to go, he let my grandma, Marilyn, know. And So I was telling him he needs to record that. We need to use that on the pod. That's perfect.
Yep. That's a good one.
It's a newer one for us.
These ones. Those are just sirens, and that I wonder if anybody else does that, but shout out to local sports talk radio 97.1 The Ticket. Mike Sullivan used to be there, and Valenti, and all those good people, and
your boy Sully.
Yep. I met him a few times, and he liked siren. I think that. He followed. I think he followed me. I know. I think Mike Sullivan followed me on Twitter for a while. But yeah, no, anytime you're patting yourself on the back, they would have a nice little siren. So we had to have a little salute.
We should get him on the pod.
I bet he would do it.
I bet you he would do it.
I don't know. I don't think I have my personal Twitter anymore, but I bet.
We'll talk off air. We'll set that up.
Talk about connections I'm neglecting. Maybe. Okay, I'll have to look into that. Anyways. But yeah, no, the sirens were great, and they use them all the time. So we stole that. We copied a little bit, but we love it. These two drops are our good friends.
You want my towel? No, man, no.
That's the legend himself, the Shmita, Tim Smith.
Yeah, and both those drops come from a Detroit Tigers spring training trip. And those actually, oh, it was a good trip. Anyways, they're Prince Fielder. They're both from Prince Fielder. We saw him out there on the practice field, and he's all sweaty and stuff. He has a towel around his neck, and this guy asked for an autograph, and he's like, "Can I have your towel?" And that's where Prince Fielder was.
You
like,
want my towel? No, man, no.
And that's literally what he said. So in that order. So it's good.
There's more to the no man, no story. So my brother had a house over here in Warren, Michigan, and we used to hang out there a lot. And we were partying one day. And Tim, you know, this will be a huge shock to anybody who knows him, but he was drinking a little bit, and we were all deciding, well,
I'm drinking right now as we record this, so. Looks a good peach too. Oberon, by the way. It's great.
Yeah, good choice. I had decided that I was going to start checking people into the wall. And so I went to check him, and he was like, "No, man, no." Now, I don't remember which came first, that or your guys' trip. They were both, I feel like, around the same time ish. So yeah, that might
I don't know
debatable.
The date on that trip.
But my recollection, I think the
over
no
eight
man
years
know,
ago, I know that it was before I got married.
Yeah, so I think the no man no thing started at my brother's party, but I could be wrong on that. Either way, that's the first time that I heard it, because I wasn't on that trip with you guys, unfortunately. So in any case, it's a great.
I actually didn't know. That's great. I didn't know until now that it had a double meaning.
It's a great quote. It's legendary.
Oh, somebody's here. Pizza?
And somebody's at the door. Nope, it's neighbors.
All right. Anyways, so yeah, no man, no. And then this one.
Name on your paper, first thing.
Yep, that goes to my teacher at work. Shout out Amanda Voneter, fan of the pod. Yep, you put your name on your paper first.
Was she ever a hall monitor? I don't know. Amanda Voneter, the hall monitor.
I don't have to ask her about that.
That was bad.
Well, it's worth asking.
I mean, this is great, because this is exactly what we're talking about. We got life happening. We got kids.
I'm trying to tell them to keep it down, but yep, there it is.
That's all right. And we're doing this on an off day too in the recording. So
that's true.
Speaking of kids,
shout out Amanda if you're listening.
Keep going. Yeah.
Just wanted to give her credit.
And then speaking of kids, I've obviously, like I said, I've got one son right now. He's approaching 3 years old. Right now, his favorite player is
Jason Tatum.
And now we play basketball in the backyard. And he goes, "I'm Jason Tatum." And for a while, he goes, "You're Jaylen Black." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "You're Jalen Black." And I go, "No, it's the wrong color." And he goes, "Oh yeah." He's like, "All right, you're Jalen Brown." So he's got it now. He's got the colors down. But
that's impressive though, man.
I know. So that's pretty good. And then obviously
you should be proud.
I'm very proud. And then we were watching, basically we can watch any game and I just go, "This is Tyler Hero." And he's like, "Tyler Hero." And then he's like, "This is this guy." And he says who it is. So I just, that's where the Jason Tatum kind of started. But now he also, his favorite color is green. Well, most days it's green. And yeah, he instead of seeing the Celtics logo, he sees it on the TV and he's like, green basketball. So he's a Celtics fan somehow just because of the color and Jason Tatum. But, and then also I got him to
them out of the bio.
There it is.
That was a solid one. I couldn't, his enunciation is so good. So
again, natural. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, shout out to him. And he also provides our ending.
And Miss Parman.
There yep. it is.
So that's a solid one. That's so
Finger yep. Beauty.
Shout out to Nathan. That one's awesome.
Yeah.
Also speaking of Nathan, I haven't used this one in a while, but
Boom Shagalaga.
Yeah. The classic. That might have been the first one.
That was the title of the first episode I think we ever did.
Yeah.
Boom Shagalaga. Yep. So
that was the first one, I think.
Yeah, so that one's pretty sweet.
Very fitting. Very fitting.
And then, let's see, I got two more.
Fresh milk.
The classic Pure Michigan commercial where they were just naming off all these great things about Michigan, and the one guy says, "Fresh milk." And yep. You asked me to record that one. I took care of it in one take. It was perfect.
Yep, easy enough. I think you could always take care of it in one take. Yeah. Yep. And yeah, I think that's about it. And then I guess obviously the theme. We got the theme. A lot of fun. That one, basically when we started making the podcast, I was like, I don't think we can use real music without having like licenses and crap like that. So we wanted to make everything as legal as possible when we started doing this. And yeah, I actually started looking into all that crap. So that's where all the drops came from. I wanted to create all the drops for us, a theme that was unlicensed, that we could use royalty free. And I kind of went through a whole website and I think I played a few for you. I think we went through like three or four, and that was the one that stuck. And, it's amazing. It's perfect, man.
It's perfect.
It gets me so hyped.
It's become our identity.
Yep.
It's the first thing you hear when you hit that play button, and it's so good. You know, you and I were both kind of alt rock guys. I mean, we like a lot of different types of music. Both of us do. You know, but I think it's safe to say that we're both, you know, pretty into like alt rock, and you know, that's just, it fuses a lot of different genres and a lot of different sounds together. And I feel like our theme does that, you know, to a T. So it's a perfect fit. It's a great song. Again, you're the one that came up with it. So huge shout out to you. Huge credit to you. Thank you again. And it's a great show. And, you know, this is kind of, I don't know if this is like our wrap up of our first season. I don't know. Like, it's going to be weird to like kind of deem when our season ends for the show.
I haven't decided if you make it the end of the season or you make it the beginning of the season. So right before the beginning.
Yeah. Hard to maybe say. That's the case. Plus, we started at kind of a weird time, too, because it was, you know, like right after the holidays, kind of right before the new year. So, but in any case, this has been amazing. But we're just getting started. Can't wait to grow this thing and keep it going. And we're going to be talking a lot of hoops.
Yeah. So. Yeah, speaking of that, there's the outro music. I think we're pretty set. We'll wrap it up here, but yeah, no, we're having a lot of fun. It's awesome. Sorry we didn't provide the same content as we usually do every week, but obviously some fantasy playoffs are ending, and just as far as family stuff, just the way it is. But we thank everybody for listening to Men's Podmen every week, and keep supporting us.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
And Miss Parman.